The Environmental Protection Agency announced today that 474 counties nationwide have unhealthy levels of ozone pollution. Wide swaths of the eastern seaboard and California made the list. The counties failed to meet a new, tougher standard aimed at protecting the public from ozone, a form of pollution that is linked to respiratory problems even at low levels. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
EPA Administrator Mike Leavitt looked for the silver lining in today's announcement. Before explaining that 130 million Americans are breathing unhealthy air, he took a step back in time.
In the last 30 years, we cut the pollution in half, and now we're going to raise the bar for everybody. No exceptions.
The first national ozone regulations were set in 1979, but scientists determined those didn't go far enough to protect public health. So in the 1990s, Congress upped the ante. Polluting industries tried to fend off new standards in court, but failed. So now, acting under a court-imposed deadline, EPA Administrator Leavitt laid down the law. He outlined seven classifications for counties that are not in compliance with the new ozone standard, ranging from marginal to extreme.
The further out of attainment an area is, the more rigorous the actions that they'll have to take.
Leavitt says he knows firsthand what counties need to do to reduce ozone pollution, which is caused by tailpipe and power plant emissions, so he's giving states the flexibility to come up with their own plans. He offered several successful strategies his home state of Utah used to cut smog pollution back in the 1990s.
Auto inspection, finding pollution reduction before any new source would be permitted, making certain that our transportation plans were consistent with our air plans. Frankly, people weren't wild about the changes that these required, but they did want clean air, and they knew it had to be done.
But to get it done nationwide, he's giving counties as long as 20 years to clean up, with the smoggiest places getting the most time. Janice Nolan of the American Lung Association thinks this is a bad idea.
We are concerned, very concerned, that these communities are going to get the wrong message, that they're going to be given a bye so that they can tread water while everybody else is trying to swim toward the right shore.
And Nolan says new information about the health effects of ozone give new urgency to cleanup efforts. Old ozone standards were based on the assumption that only temporary spikes in smog pollution, which come on the hottest of summer days, caused breathing problems.
More studies looking at ozone in a community-based situation found that no, if you had lower levels that people were exposed to all the time, for 8 hours at an average, for example, then those were some serious health effects too, that we were beginning to look at increased asthma attacks, increased hospitalization.
Although critics say Leavitt's plan doesn't go far enough, it is the first step toward implementing a new 8-hour ozone standard. Leavitt estimates the cost of compliance will be about $50 billion over 20 years. He says his approach strikes the right balance between the desire to clean the air and the need to keep the economy competitive.
What I have chosen to do is to have a standard that could be applied in a consistent an even way across the country, but the fundamental standard is everyone will reach attainment.
The EPA will give counties 3 years to tailor their action plans to reduce smog. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.